steaming up in here a little bit.
Yeah, you are getting a bit steamy.
Hey, I'm not getting steamy.
Everyone's getting steamy.
That's it. There's just the body heat. We've got Charlie and Ned in from Magic Mike, the tour around Australia. And what a show. What a show.
Oh, yeah.
Great things.
So have I. And, I mean, we've all seen the movie multiple times. and this has got Channing Tatum's name attached to the stage show as well. So that's got to be pretty huge. Ned, did he sort of choreograph some of these pieces, or is it just from the movie that some of the dances that you're doing is from? Or
I mean, he was heavily involved in the creation of the show.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough to meet him in December of 2019 when we did the launch in Melbourne. And he came down and surprised everyone.
Yeah.
You know, by jumping up on stage and being with us then. And
just making you look bad. Great.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to stand next to that guy, isn't it? Yeah.
I commonly get, you know, whoa, I saw two Channings up there. Was it you? I couldn't tell, you know.
No, I see it, Charlie. I see it.
Charlie, I was wondering, did you have to fight him to be cast in the show?
Is it like
onto the show?
A strip dance battle, yeah. Yeah, it was hard with all the baby oil, though. You kind of just slipping off.
What is the process? Like, how do you get a job being part of a Magic Mike stage show?
It's like a normal dance job, really, where you have to audition for it. There's a casting call that goes out, and then, you know, you apply. And for this one particularly, there are a lot of rounds to get down to the final sort of selection process. And one of them includes just an interview where, you know, Alison, our creative director, kind of sits down and just has a chat with you.
Mm.
Because not only do you have to be a good dancer and very versatile, and you'll see that when you see the show, you'll kind of understand the spectrum of talent that we have, but you also have to be kind of like a nice guy as well.
Yeah.
Because there's so much interaction with so many different types of women who come through the show.
For sure.
So, yeah, besides having to dance really well, you know, being a nice guy is a part of it. So, you know, that's something that we had to consider, and that the creative director and stuff has to. And Channing watches all the...
Wow.
Yeah,
all the interviews. CCTV. So,
yeah.
Oh, the interviews. Every show.
Not like candid camera or something.
Every so often he dials in.
It's always just whispered through. Channing's watching.
I think they
Channing's
try and put like a package together of all of our dancing and how we are as people.
It's
it off and... We have to get pre-approved and
pre-approved.
Wow! Also, I imagine you kind of have to have the skills to, yes, get people involved and chat, but also bat them away
gently,
politely. Yeah. You know, Ned, do you find that in these shows sometimes? I mean, maybe towards the end of the night, then. Do you have those photos with the women or the men that come and watch you? Do things get a little bit hectic once you kind of jump off
always.
Stage?
It's such a good vibe in the tent anyway. I think everyone's just there for a good time. And you know, we try and assess every situation like as best we can.
Yeah.
You know? We're just there for a good time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, right. What do you tell your grandmother that you do for a job? Because I got offered a job touring with Puppetry of the Penis, and in discussions with my...
And like, they were like, you don't have what we're looking for.
My family.
That's what I know.
Oh, yeah. Shots fired. Okay.
As if you'd know.
Thank
my
God,
point I is, my, I was talking to my mum about it, and she's like, if you take this job, what are you going to tell your grandma you do for a job? Yeah. And I said, prop-based comedy. And she said, I don't think that's going to fly. So are you guys like very, are your families all very supportive of what you guys do?
Yeah, super supportive. I mean, I'm doing another dance show. Mum's already come to the show in Sydney. She flew up at the very beginning of the contract. Aww. And grandma is on track to see us in the next coming week. So,
I
think it's going to be really cool for her just to see.
Professional undresses. That's what we are.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
I was inspired by you.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, I'm sure them, you know, obviously you've got so many moves in your repertoire. You guys are just, I've seen the stuff. It looks amazing. And it looks really hard to learn. But is there one signature move that, okay, you might be out at the club, right? And are you a single guy?
I'm a single
there
fella.
There you go.
Say it like that. Sorry. Just understand why
I'm
you're
a single fella.
Yeah, right? I'm a single. So you're on the dance floor, right? And everyone's like having a groove. Do you kind of like, I'm just going to roll the stomach. I'm just going to roll the stomach. Or like, is there a signature move that you take
from stage? I think you might get kicked out for that.
I mean, there's definitely signature moves in the show.
Yeah.
Do they translate to the club?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Depending on what club.
Okay.
Because I know down here in Geelong, there's probably a couple of pubs I could get away.
Yeah, you could.
Doing a dolphin dive, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Lammies, you'd be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd stick to the carpet.
Ned, write that down.
Noted.
Now, we've got Charlie and Ned here from Magic Mike Live. Thanks for joining us, lads. You have some pretty great resumes here that I've been looking through. And, yeah, it's the writing. So don't – I could just tell his little face. It's just there was something coming from you. I could tell. But I'm like, I'm looking very hard at the resume, and I was just waiting for you to be like, yeah, sure.
Oh, no, sorry, I wasn't listening.
No, of course you were.
Work out how to spell Birrung Ma.
Anyway, and I'm saying, Charlie, I mean, you've worked with Katy Perry,
yeah.
Right? I mean, and so many other stars as well. That's huge. Were you Left Shark? Was that you?
I wish I could be that famous. That dude's infamous. Yeah. No, she's as cool as you'd imagine her to be.
And did Taylor Swift try to steal you? Or? Yeah.
No.
What? Oh, that was their whole beef.
That was their whole beef.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
Okay.
No, I wish.
Okay. Yeah.
It a bit happen. More of a Kanye moment trying to steal the award away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just up there for Charlie.
Do you all have dance backgrounds or some of you tradies that are just working, you know, looking for a career change, something like that? What's the go?
I think the... Everyone in the cast has been dancing for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
sure.
All dancers by trade, and that's what we've have been doing our whole lives, whether it's musical theatre background or commercial dancing for artists. There is a wide variety of dancers, but dancing is our number one profession. That's what we specialise in.
And so great to now be back on the road and in an amazing tent that is at Birrung Ma. Birrung Ma.
Yep.
Beers on Ma.
Beers on
yeah,
Ma.
Is that, yeah. So, but is it like a special purpose built?
Yeah, so it's a one of a kind. It's the world's largest Spiegel tent. They built it in Antwerp in Belgium at Spiegel, the company, which is crazy.
Wow.
So I think that Spiegel has been running in this family for like 150 years.
Wow.
And they spent months erecting this tent, which is insane. And everything is all handmade and specified for the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, purpose-built ladders and more that we can't talk about, but you can come
and see. I was going to say swings?
tell me your hangout area is like at a fire station, and when the show starts, you guys run, and then you slide down the pole, and each time you land at the bottom of the pole, you slide into your G-string, and then off you go. Onto stage.
I can't believe they haven't put that in.
Yeah, I know.
That just makes sense.
We need to call
design.
The creative team.
Which part of the engineering degree do you learn that? You know what I mean?
He's got some thoughts, guys. It's all up here.
Can I ask a bit of a personal question? Relationships, because you guys do the show, but you're kind of part of a tight-knit crew, and you've got that kind of bond, and you guys tour around the country. It must make it hard to have a partner at home. How do you guys handle that? Maybe Charlie, did you?
That would assume that I have.
Okay.
Any.
Ned.
Yeah. That we've established here too.
It's super difficult. I mean, it's definitely been a struggle to try and figure out what we kind of want to do. I know a lot of the boys do have partners, and a lot of the boys are single. So it just is something that's personal to each boy, and try and navigate it as best as you can. I think, this is our job. This is work. And we are stage performers. We love performing in general. So whether or not you want to take that home with you is up to you. And I think the main point is, as long as you're having fun, you're having a good time, then that's all that really matters.
Yeah, that's cool. Look, I've also just got a little bit of a personal question, but has there ever been like a Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction thing where you're sort of like, oh my God, I'm covering myself with a hat, but it has no top to it, and whoops. Like, is it?
Oh no, I've got my magician's hat out. And there's still a bunny in it.
Yeah, sorry.
Has there been anything like that, Charlie, that's happened, or is it?
No,
you just kind of roll with it because you both obviously know what you're doing on stage, so you just kind of roll with it.
I don't think there's been anything that drastic.
I think actually one of the closest things that in our last show, one of the boys lost a shoe midway through the opening number of this performance,
and everyone's like,
I think it got tossed around a few audience members before it turned it up in the stage management's hands.
People try to steal our clothes though, because we take them off and kind of toss them into designated areas, and then the dresser will come back and be like, where did you throw your shirt? And I'm like, in the normal spot, and she's like, I'm going to have to go fight a patron for this.
Oh no!
I mean, originally we used to throw some of our undies that we we took off onto the floor, and we've had instances where audience members have taken photos of them and then sent them to us.
Like a ransom.
Oh, yeah. My God.
If you want these back.
If you want these black.
And then you realise that you can make more money doing that as well. Yeah. So side hustle, that's good.
Yeah, eBay is an amazing thing.
Yeah. Sounds hygienic, that's for sure. So Birrung Ma, you guys are doing lots and lots of shows. That must be hard to keep track of. Do you get into a groove?
Yeah, actually, because we do 10 shows a week, there's like a real rhythm to that we've slowly figured out over the Sydney season to kind of discover how, because we do sometimes 3 on Saturday,
that is
really epic for our bodies. So there's like a warm in period, and then you can find your groove, and you don't sit down for too long.
Yeah,
you know, need to warm up. There's a lot of things and it's very individual to the person as well, because everyone's like, there's some really, really big dudes and they need a little extra warm up time.
There's
some kind of skinnier, leaner dudes.
Yeah, rolling out your legs, or if it's just like going into our green room and having a nap on the couch, whatever you need to do to get through those 3 shows on a Saturday.
Ironing the bow ties and all that.
You want to feel fresh.
Exactly. You want to freshen up.
Thanks so much for coming down, guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
All the best.